Parents, this is about 20 years ago, they were driving their car, and the same thing happened. It wasn't a Jaguar. I won't get them one of those. But they pulled over to the side of the road, and the hood of the car burst into flames. And my mother was worrying. They were going to some nice party. My mother, it was winter. She was wearing a woolen cape, and she got out of the car. My dad took her woolen cape and started beating the hood with the cape to put it out, and the cape caught fire. And the firemen were like, "What are you doing?" He was like, "I'm trying to." They're like, "Get out of here, you fool!" You know. I think he started to use my mom to put the flames out.
Quick thinker.
That's the kind of family we come from. You're in Night at the Museum, Secret of the Tomb. What a franchise this has turned into.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic movies and a great, really fun role for you, I think.
Yeah, small, but I've been in all three of them, but the second one I ended up on the cutting room floor.
Right.
In this one, I'm just at the beginning. I'm the one who kind of lays out the plot mm-hmm. and tells them that there's something wrong with the jewel or whatever it is. Thank God that...
You forget them.
Yeah.
God bless you.
You hit your mark.
Oh, that jewel or whatever it is. Whatever. Well, get my check.
Well, I'm supposed to be warning Ben Stiller.
You know,
look out.
Yeah.
And that was all I was supposed to do.
Right.
Thank God they cut this out, because I evidently went for my Oscar. I chewed up all the scenery in the place. I had him by the collar.
Right.
Said, "Ben, you can't go there. You got." And I just went crazy. And I realized, after, what am I doing? And I said, "Could I do that again?" They said, "No, it was fine."
Yeah.
They cut it out.
Yeah, yeah.
I would be holding an Oscar right this minute.
You'd be holding an Oscar right now. They don't give them away before the movie.
Oh, so they don't?